This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's now 7 after the hour. How do you do? Welcome to the brightness that is the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Jay. The two Jays are here. Victoria's off this week. Jay Kirshner, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen at the ready. Time is important. Each and every one of us, when you think about what's in your heart and what's in your head, you think about the time that we have. That's what I think about. I want to be forever young. Don't we all want to be forever young? And some days you feel it, and some days you don't. I must admit that today I don't feel it. Today I don't. It's not that I don't feel young. I don't feel much of my body and my head. Do I sound like I'm in a in another place? Because I feel like I'm in a strange sort of other place. Or some pretty.
I mean, you always sound like you're in a strange other place.
Well, thank you, Jennifer. Aren't you sweet?
No more than usual.
Yeah. No, well, I guess that's what makes me a fairly decent person on the radio. There are some things to talk about today. I wanted to bounce this off you, Jennifer and Jay. The hackers that breached the security camera data. This is a company called Verkada that has gotten access to 150,000 surveillance cameras inside your hospital, inside your police department, inside prisons, inside your schools. The footage was exposed. As a matter of fact, they have some cameras inside Tesla's car plant. And they are in software providers. And hackers got into these videos. And as a matter of fact, one of the things, excuse me, that was floating around were pictures of a women's health clinic.
Wow.
And people being psychiatrically evaluated in hospitals. These things have become, they've been put out on the public platform. They're using facial recognition technology to identify the people in the footage. I don't know what the gain is here, but I know that this is an example of technology gone awry. Jay and both you and Jennifer hear this. Imagine that you're in a doctor's office in a hospital and you're expecting complete privacy. And yet somewhere in that hospital, in that room, in that office, there's a computer. And the computer, apparently, I don't think PCs have cameras in them, do they? I didn't think they did.
Some of your monitors, yeah. And laptops, for sure, yep.
Yeah, laptops do, that's for sure. Anyway, what do you think about this? Imagine going into any place that you expect to have privacy, and these hackers have been able to breach these security cameras, so they're exposing what's going on in the jail, what's going on in the hospital. No privacy. None.
I think that's the danger of having everything. You know, there's such a double-edged sword to technology. There's so many good things about it, but then there's so many bad things, and there's so many vulnerabilities. And I think we all can, like, look back at that image of that, like, crazy uncle that we might all have that tapes up all of the cameras and his laptop, you know, puts the duct tape over the cameras so that the Chinese government can't spy on him. Right, right. But how? I mean, maybe they have it right. Maybe that's what we have to do to ensure that nobody's going to be able to look into our lives.
Well, but how do you even know?
We're given the access.
Yeah, but see, I'm looking at my computer screens. You have three of them in front of me, and I don't see any place where there could be a camera.
You might not have one. Yeah, if it's a desktop, because my desktop computers, the screens, they don't have cameras, but my laptop does, and I do. I have a little piece of a post-it note, the sticky part, and that's sitting over my camera.
Really? Yeah. Well, there you go. It's I don't know. It's befuddling when you think about how, you know, I'm looking at a picture from one of these sites in a bar. And there's the reason it's here is because this shot was taken. The woman who runs the bar didn't know she was being, they have security in the bar, and she was taking down the mask required sign. This was in San Antonio, and it was captured by this hacker. And it's just an example. He, user, she, whoever it is. Why do we always assume the hackers are men, by the way? Think about that for a second. We always assume hackers are men.
They're Why not always, but women them? Have too much to do in life to sit in front of a computer screen like that and eat Cheetos.
Okay. All right. Another item that is on the buzz today, the fares on, I'm looking at this, I'm thinking, I don't know where these guys have been trying to find flights, but every time I get a, I'm going to Salt Lake in a couple of weeks, and I'm going back to L.A., and I was pricing the stuff yesterday. There's no, I haven't seen any dirt cheap fares, although apparently there are. The airlines are, you know, because they had to cut $1 billion of expenses last year, over the last year. The now, the ticket prices are really low. Southwest says they're going to take a number of their planes out of storage. They've been in Victorville, which is, you know, the Southwest is where they park their planes because there's no humidity and it's not going to affect the inside of the plane or the running of the engines, that kind of stuff. But the domestic fares, average fare was $245 in the third quarter, the lowest on record. And now it looks like because they're bringing the planes back, I've seen whenever I look at plane yesterday. I spent a couple hours yesterday trying to figure out what's going on with this new American Airlines deal with JetBlue and how the good folks at American have screwed all of their customers like me who have been with them for a long time. You now can't get direct flights from the East Coast to the West Coast on American anymore because they made a deal with JetBlue to have JetBlue bring all of their passengers that are going internationally to the American hubs. So now people who have been loyal to American for decades, I have 2 million miles plus, and I've got hundreds of thousands of miles in miles that used for upgrades and stuff, poof, out the window. Yeah, I don't think these companies get away. And, by the way, in this case, Jennifer, I am going to take a shot at Trump because what's-his-face, his wife, who, what was her name, Chow, she was in charge of the Transportation Department, the last day... Yeah. Of the administration, the Trump administration, they okayed this deal between JetBlue and American, which screws the passengers to the wall. If you're a frequent flyer on American, you have just gotten screwed, and you can thank Trump or Chow for that.
Chow left. Remember, she left 2 weeks early after January 6th, did. But whoever
the
was
last
there,
day.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, anyway. So if you're planning on traveling, there are those, when I said that I was talking about the mask coming down because the airline still yesterday when I made my reservation on I made a Delta reservation, they still have the middle seats empty and they're going to do that until
Delta
the
day?
End of
wow.
April. Yeah, they still have done that. The reason I brought it up is because I have found talking to some people that there really the anxiousness among people to book flights and to book hotels and to go places. You know, there's a lot of pent-up demand. And I think Southwest feels that. That's why they've gone to take most of the planes that are in storage in Victorville, said they'd have them out and operating. Delta said, I think yesterday or the day before, they were bringing back all of their pilots and crews by the end of April. So,
I'm surprised because of the CDC. I mean, I'm glad. I'm happy to hear it. But the CDC is telling people who are vaccinated they shouldn't travel, which I don't understand that at all.
I don't get that at all either.
That's the reason to get vaccinated. You
I'm
know,
ignoring.
To get the
exactly. That's why I'm getting it. That's the only honestly, the only real reason that I'm getting vaccinated is because I really can't travel comfortably without being vaccinated. That's the reason I'm doing it. I'm not sure that I think my body's strong enough to ward off stuff. But, you know, I say, well, I'll take a chance. You know, Jack Stockwell says to me, you don't know what's going to happen to your body down the road. And I said to him, what most people have said is that in 30 years, who knows what's going to happen to your body? And I'm not too sure I'm that worried about what's going to happen to my body in 30 years. So, but it just is, you know, other people, listen, you got to make up your own mind. You got to follow your own conscience. I'm not going to tell you what to do. Jennifer's not going to tell you what to do. Jay's not going to tell you what to do. But if you have certain things in your life, your family, your friends, what you want to do with your spare time, and if you're going to be in close corners, like if you want to go on a cruise, you know, those cruise liners they are breeding grounds for all kinds of stuff, even before COVID. And so I think that's where the common sense element plays into this a little bit. Anyway, in a moment, a few names in the news. Speaking about names in the news, our most recent DJV download, focusing with our friend Warren Eckstein on one of the big problems that vets are finding with pets, especially cats, is unhealthy weight gain. So we have some info there on how you can work that through. We have talked about Panda Express. Panda, I said that. Panda Express is being sued for sexual battery. Tariffs on whiskey and cheese. Whiskey and cheese now cheaper. You want that story? Check it out. Latest DJV download at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. You can find out how your brain works, too, on the most recent DJV download.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
All right, some names in the news. Would you vote for Matthew McConaughey for governor of Texas? Apparently.
All right.
Apparently, he's seriously considering it. He's a native Texan. He was asked about his political aspirations, and he said, quote, look, politics seem to be a broken business right now, and when politics redefines its purpose, I could be a hell of a lot more interested, but apparently because Texas is sinking into ill repair, he's been giving it the Texas storm and the way the governor handled things has given him cause to think, hey, maybe I should get into this. What about it? Would you vote for him as governor?
I'd have to see what he stands for first. I wouldn't just vote for him for being Matthew.
Yeah,
you voted. Yeah, but you voted for Arnold when he became governor, right?
I did, yeah, he ran a campaign. I wouldn't say, I wouldn't disqualify McConaughey. I just want to see what he stood for first. So that's what I did with Schwarzenegger.
Right. All right, Ghislaine Maxwell. Is that how you pronounce your name?
Ghislaine.
Being treated in a New York jail today because she's being tortured, according to her brother.
Who's torturing her?
I guess apparently the guards are torturing. She's being degraded, and that they call torture, apparently, in the jail in New York.
She knows what those little girls felt like.
Congratulations. Yeah, exactly. 21 after the hour.
Gonna shoot your eye down. What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Printing you new signs for the times.
Get back to business with custom printed signs and sales materials. Staples has hundreds of designs to choose from, or just upload your own.
And now at Staples, get 15% off signs, posters, or decals when you spend $75 or more.
Some items printed same day when ordered before 2 p.m.
Save big on custom printing at Staples.
Ends 5/29/21. Exclusions apply. Limit one offer per customer. See store associate or visit staples.com/signage for details.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Let's make it 23 after the hour now on the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horan, and Jay Kirshner. Jay's job, in part, is to master the trending stories and get them twisted around, or untwisted, actually. This Lady Gaga thing has taken on a life of its own with the news. Or is this a rumor? What is this? That it could be what went on with her was part of a gang initiation. What do we know about that, Jay?
Well, sources are saying that when it comes, like, this is something that's been going on in L.A., and Jen, you can correct us, but something like this similar has been going on where it's gang initiations to shoot someone, and mentioning the surveillance video of the crime when Ryan Fisher, the dog walker, was shot, he wasn't really that close to the dogs. The dog nappers could have easily put the dogs in the car and taken off, but they chose to shoot Ryan, something that hasn't really been happening with most dog nappers. Yes, he's doing all right. Yeah, he's going to make the recovery. Yeah. So that's lending to the potential credibility that this may be a gang initiation theory.
Good God.
Yeah. There's and a lot the woman of that who found. On.
Yeah. I mean, that goes on everywhere. We hear about it in Nashville. There's a certain stretch of highway that between 12 midnight and 3 a.m. you do not drive on, because if you were to break down, that's when the gang initiation supposedly happens. And if they see anybody broken down on the side of the highway, they will shoot them.
You know, that's interesting.
They told her not to pay the reward unless they know for sure that the person who returned the dogs to isn't involved, because that could be a piece of this.
Exactly. And the police have said that they don't suspect her, but they have to conduct a full investigation.
Well, but thinking about this as the idea, this is opening our eyes perhaps to a subculture in our country. Mostly we relate it to the cities and areas in suburbia where these gangs are. But there's, as you were mentioning that, there's a highway that runs from Keene, New Hampshire, down through Massachusetts, and it's through Western Mass and down into Connecticut. It's called the Heroin Highway. And the police, I remember actually being told this a couple of different times, when you're, the police see somebody speeding down that highway, it's, what is it, Route 202, goes from Keene down to Connecticut, Keene, New Hampshire, the police never stop them. Because they know the speeders are all drug dealers and drug couriers. And too many times, imagine admitting this, during the course of the last 15, 20 years when police have chased speeders, they'd stop them, the drivers would shoot the police and just keep going. And so it's notorious. So how is that? How do you square that? Thinking about law enforcement and things and what
well,
really
it's really hard. I mean, how is law enforcement even supposed to get the jump on that? I will say, just to give you a little context about what's going on in LA right now. First of all, it's a pandemic, so crime always goes up and the economy comes down, right?
So
that's one thing that's going on. With the border opening up, that has really enabled the drug cartels and the smugglers to go back and forth, which pops up gang crime immensely. And LA has this new awful district attorney who is in the process of now getting recalled after only 3 months in office because he's taken away special circumstances for gang members. He's really... His policies are prioritizing criminals over victims, and so it's no surprise that all of that's leading to a spike in this kind of stuff.
All right, let's see what else. This weekend, we spring ahead after having fallen back last fall, so the clocks go ahead, and once again, that renews the age-old discussion of why the hell do we have this in the first place? Right, Jay?
Yes, it's like you get jet lag and you didn't even have the fun of going anywhere to have a full-on time zone.
That's a great encapsulation.
It's miserable for the next couple of days. So, yeah, there's always that big debate. It happens twice a year, once in the fall, once in the spring. Should we get rid of it? I mean, Hawaii and Arizona don't observe. They seem to be working okay.
Right? Yeah, that's one of the things about when you go over the Hoover Dam, you look at the clock, it's always the same. On the other side of it is California. Arizona's on one side. Time is this. Yeah, it's really, I think that's a great debate. Bruno Mars, remember we were talking about him? He wanted to perform at the Grammys. Please, please let me. The Grammys have said yes. That story is trending as well.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki hailed the $1.9 trillion bill that passed Wednesday with very little money for actual coronavirus relief as the most progressive bill in American history. The bill is expected to be signed Friday with checks going out by the end of the month. The Senate has confirmed Marcia Fudge as the head of the Department of Housing and Urban Development, placing the longtime Ohio lawmaker in charge of the agency. Fudge, who represented parts of Cleveland and Akron in the House since 2008, is a former mayor and a longtime advocate for assistance for the needy. A bill that would grant legal immunity for drivers who hit violent roadblocking protesters while fleeing from them has passed the House in Oklahoma. House Bill 1674 has passed 79-18 on Tuesday and proposes measures to crack down on violent protesters who block roads or highways to paralyze traffic. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
As illegal immigration is creating a humanitarian crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border, lawmakers are furious that the Biden administration is turning a blind eye to the crisis. Dan Naraki with the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Following a report that U.S. Customs and Border Protection encountered more than 100,000 migrants along the southern border in February, one senator is demanding answers from the Biden administration. Missouri Republican Josh Hawley sent a letter to the White House calling for a hearing on Capitol Hill so senators can ask DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas about the administration's plan for dealing with the issue. Hawley tells Fox News that with a lack of information coming from the White House, participating in a hearing is the least they could do.
This administration's policies are acting as a magnet, and they are creating a full-blown humanitarian crisis at the border. Trafficking is up through the roof. It is through the roof, the exploitation of children, and this administration is doing nothing. They're looking the other way, and as you say, President, he won't even have a news conference. I mean, he won't answer any questions at all. The least he can do is actually send his administration chiefs to Capitol Hill and make them answer questions. What are they going to do about this crisis?
The illegal immigrant population fell to 10,350,000 in 2019 under the Trump administration, a decline of 12% since 2010. President Biden has now reversed those policies that worked. 14 Major League Baseball spring training games today. The early games start at 1:05 p.m. Eastern, and 2 late games starting at 8:05 p.m. Eastern. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
After the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. Hello. Jennifer Horn is here, graciously giving us her time and her intelligence, along with Jay Kirshner, who's in charge of lots of different things here as she works her way into the program, ingratiating herself to us and to you. Victoria is off this week. Back next week. Here we are. I say this isn't work. It is, but it doesn't feel like it. You know, and If you really get down to brass tacks, if you make the effort at your workplace, if you really put your all into it, you are not going to feel like it's work. I've seen this over and over again over the years in my life, different jobs, different places, doing different things. I've been fortunate to have a varied career in lots of different things. And maybe that's what Jennifer refers to me as interesting or strange or whatever. What makes me an interesting person, I think, is that I have a lot of varied interest and a lot of different experiences. And that plus a fairly decent mind, if I do say so myself, it lends itself to
it's
being fairly
shabby.
Good at this. Well, I think that's what it takes to intrigue people, having different ideas, perhaps sometimes bizarre. Sometimes you agree, sometimes you disagree. But it's important. In this circumstance, we're all making a living doing this, but we all actually have our own entrepreneurial way of approaching it. Radio has changed so much over my career anyway, 55, 56 years of being on the air since I was a teenager, it has, the world has changed. All of, everything has changed. We were just talking a few minutes ago, Jay and I, about what it takes to get something posted on Facebook anymore. And I'm thinking, eh, the hell with it. It's too much work, and I don't like Zuckerberg anyway. But, you know, then you're compromising because I've had a nice time on Facebook because I don't do any of the political stuff. I just put into what the time I put into Facebook is aimed at helping people feel better about themselves. Lots of pictures of animals and stories about family. And I would miss that if I weren't there, but I'm just tired of all of the intrusion and the ridiculous. What is the latest thing they put there, Jay, to make it difficult for you to use it? I'm sure a lot of people listen to this program are on Facebook, and they're trying to scratch their head, trying to figure out what the heck's going on. Every week there's something new. It makes it more difficult to straddle the fences.
Yeah, there's always more hoops to jump through, more steps to take. Nothing gets streamlined or nothing is made easier. It's always easier. They're trying to make things easier for users, but they don't make things easier for users who also admin pages.
Yeah, it's a pain in the neck. All right, let's take ourselves back, because we've had a year. We've been talking about this over the last 24 hours or so. The actual we're saying that we have a year under our belt. It was last year at this time that we started to take note of what was going on over in China and other places, because it began to affect us and the rest of the world. So let's spend a moment here listening and thinking about what's happened in the past year.
March 11, 2020.
More than one-fourth of Americans are now being ordered to stay home.
Remembering the more than 500,000 Americans whom we loved and lost in the past year.
March 11, 2021.
This country will have enough vaccine supply, I'll say it again, for every adult in America by the end of May.
We move forward with hope on the horizon, remaining always careful and cautious. We will rejoice when we are finally reunited with our families, friends, and coworkers, and the whole world will seem new again.
There is light at the end of the tunnel, but it's going to be up to us.
The good news today and this week is that the virus trends in our country are improving radically. And that could be because of the rising level of immunity. I think that we can count on that. I don't know how many of you have signed up. Different states are still doing different things. Some states, it doesn't make any difference how old you are, what you do, just sign up. And the lights are much brighter for lots and lots of people. 30% of Americans have had the virus. How about that? 30% one way or another. So think about it. Jennifer, you're
less than that. Yeah.
Well, I'm thinking one third of our staff before Jay came around, you were the only one who got it. Victoria didn't have it. I haven't had it. Although I may have had brushes with it. I can't, you know, when I gave blood the other day, I said, can you do some work on my blood to see, you know, if I have the antibodies?
Antibodies, yeah.
Yeah.
I just had that test this week.
Yeah, and what'd you find out?
A whole lot of nothing yet. They haven't gotten me my results yet, but I gave the blood on Monday, so hopefully soon I'll figure it out.
Yeah. Yep. Right. All right. So anyway, it's it has been a nightmare, and it'll be wonderful. Here's some good signs.
Did any of us think we would be having this conversation a year later, 2 weeks flat in the curve?
Do you remember talking about it at first and saying how, you know, the flu is the biggest threat, don't worry about this, it's going to go away, it's just, you know, a little blip?
Well, there are lots of indicators. For example, I was talking about Southwest in the last half hour and how fares are lousy on... At this point, people say, well, there are a lot of cheap fares around. I don't know what you're looking at, but anything I've looked at hasn't been cheap. But I noticed that both American and United told their unions yesterday they would cancel. American, as a matter of fact, said in the note, tear up your furlough notice. You're coming back to work. That's 13,000 of their workers, 27,000 at United. Can you imagine the numbers? These airlines employ, Americans got, 180,000 employees, United, pretty close to that. So when you get down to brass tacks, this is, and they all feel that it's, they feel better because they're getting a little money out of the stimulus. And that's a good thing. And plus people want to, as I said, they want to travel. Let's speak of the bill. Jennifer, would you do us a favor, please, and go through the COVID contents, the COVID bill contents? Because you've piqued my interest. So during the breaks, I've been looking at some of the new ones. We've been looking at it off and on since it was first proposed, what actually is in it. But there are about 10 things in this that will give you an upset stomach. Yeah. If you, but yet nobody is really talking about it.
The first is that 7% of funds are only going to help alleviate the effect of COVID-19.
7%.
7%, right.
7%.
Over $1 trillion is going to stuff that's not going to immediately impact people.
For example.
All right, so you're going to get the $1,400 check, and people who are unemployed will get an extra $300. But the bailout for cities, $650 million to bail out San Francisco, Los Angeles, all of those cities that are looking for help. $570 million in taxpayer dollars to teachers' unions for emergency leave pay. $86 million taxpayer bailout of 185 union pension plans. $570 million in family leave, which is, well, get this, it's for federal workers so that you can get $21,000 in emergency leave pay. We don't get that in the private sector.
Right, the private sector, we're not getting that.
So if your kids are out of school and you're in a federal employee, you can get like thousands of dollars in aid. Let's see, a third of $700 billion is going to be spent 2022 or later, so not immediately. $852 million to civic volunteer groups, whatever that is. $50 million in taxpayer funding for abortion.
Well, that's the problem. A lot of this stuff isn't even, it's not even defined.
Nothing to do with COVID, right. $30 billion in grants to the Federal Transit Administration to fund projects that have absolutely nothing to do with COVID. Let's see, bailouts and subsidies for Obamacare exchanges that have taken a toll during COVID. And there's been no, I mean, this is why Republicans haven't signed on to this, because I don't think many of them were consulted in trying to figure out what would be more responsible, because you take all of this money that's going to outside projects, and then you consider the fact that the last bill that was passed in December, when everybody got those $600 checks, that money has not even been spent yet. So the billions that are still in the coffers haven't been used, and we're putting more money there. And
what an outrage.
I think everybody supports the idea of helping Americans who can't work. But it's all this other stuff that people don't even know about. They just think, a $1,400 check. Okay.
So with me and my focus on farming and farmers and doing this weekly show that I do, the American Family Farmer Show, you get the podcast at, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. There is a group that are bringing an antitrust lawsuit against the agrochemical makers and sellers, the seed people who have monopolized where farmers can get their seed and therefore where you get your food. Most people don't understand how dominant corporations are when it comes to buying, being able to buy seeds and things that are necessary. When you go to a local co-op, a local store, and you look at the shelf to see what's there, it's the same genetically engineered seeds all across the country. It's like the uniformity of going to the grocery store or anywhere else where you see the same brands all over the place. There's no uniqueness.
Well, it's the approved seed, right? It's the only thing you can buy.
Well, it's not so much that.
I'm not saying it's good, but that's what it's available to people to use their money, right?
90% of the seeds in this country come from four companies that all genetically engineer the seeds. So, the Tractor Supply and some of these other outfits that have become national. We have the local co-ops in my area, farmers who sell seeds on the side. Those people have all been driven out of business as the small farmer because of Bayer and a couple of other companies that are like that, you realize that 70% of the corn and soybean seeds are controlled by Bayer. Bayer is the company that owns Monsanto and all the seed outfits. It's like we don't have any choices anymore. So the farmers are fed up with it.
And it's also worth putting into context that big pharma and big agriculture are together in a lot.
Yeah.
Because they feed you, make you sick, and then they'll lose you. And it's
It. So now these farmers are suing. One of the reasons they're suing is because of what the reality of how much farmers are getting in the retail. You know, these companies are making tons of dough. And meanwhile, the farmers are just scraping by. Here's an example. The actual consumer food dollar nets the farmer who creates the food 14 cents. All right? Examples of it. You know, you can look at milk. What do you pay for a gallon of milk? $4. The farmer gets $1.40 out of that. You think that's right? Where would we? These people wouldn't have anything to sell if it weren't. I go across the board and I see these things, and I'm thinking, okay, how do we get farm families the respect that they need, the value that they need, the economic prosperity? They do not want to take money from the government. I don't want to as a farmer. But in this circumstance, it's almost like you think that's what they're trying to do. The government lets these companies get bigger and bigger and bigger, so they screw the small family farmer, and then the farmer becomes dependent on the government for his or her existence. What kind of a world is that? It's It's not healthy, that's for sure.
That's why it's so important to reach kids and show them how food is grown. And show them, I mean, being a dairy farmer, that life is not glamorous. I've watched my Uncle George crawl out at 2 o'clock in the morning and crawl to the garage because there's so much ice on the to the barn while there's so much ice on the ground to milk the cows.
Milk the cows. Got to do it. All right, well, there's food for thought there. 47 after the hour on the DJV program.
Have shown us that social media companies like Twitter and Facebook have become the new nanny state. I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. Over the past few years, the far left has demonstrated that they are not too fond of the First Amendment. Some have suggested passing laws that would change America's approach to free speech, but Twitter and Facebook have already been implementing the far left's anti-free speech agenda. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg altered the platform's algorithm after Election Day to promote establishment media outlets like CNN and others while suppressing conservative-leaning news sites. A few weeks before the election, Twitter suppressed a New York Post story about Hunter Biden's shady business dealings with China. By censoring conservatives on their platforms, they want to ensure that users are exposed to leftist ideas over conservative ideas. Their biased censorship practices are already making Marxism into a reality without the government. Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news, where truth matters.
Introducing Clear. It's pronounced clear, but it's... So, sometimes people say to me, you talk too much about the farm. It's ingrained in me because that's who I am and that's what I do. In addition to being a broadcaster, I'm a farmer. And I look at this stuff and I have a voice. And so I manage to take my thoughts and the experiences I've had. You know, you look at the food prices, they're going up again. They went up last year, but people at least experienced going to the farms because a year ago at this time, one of the other things we were talking about was there was no food on the shelves in the stores, and people were saying, where'd all the food go? The food went because there wasn't enough of it to begin with, and there was no preparation. So, anyway, check out what's going on the American Family Farm with AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, if you please. It's 10 before the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
PGMA Health, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. Doug Steffen with questions for Dr. Ken. What does it mean, somebody who's a parent, looking at some numbers here, this particular school district administered 4,000 COVID tests with a positivity rate of 0.17. So that's less than 0.25%. Is that good? How do we know what these numbers are? What do they represent? And do these tests actually work? Can.
That's extremely,
whether you do it at school or in the workplace or out in the public.
Well, that's an extremely low positivity. Remember, the test for COVID, you're either looking for antigen, which means you're currently infected with the virus and you have active disease, or there are antibody tests, which can tell you you've had the disease in the past. You're measuring your body's response to the antigen, to the virus. And what you mentioned is an extremely low infection rate, which that school is in excellent shape in terms of how many kids are actually carrying or infected with the virus.
All right. So the questions continue, speaking about school, about teachers and child care workers. They are in most places apparently eligible for a vaccine now, or will be soon, so that the nation's schools can get back to work. What's it like in Florida? You live in Florida. Your clinic is in Mondura, Florida. So what are they doing to protect the students or the teachers?
Well, we're making some really great progress in Florida. Our governor just made available to the physicians a day or two ago this form that we can download. And we've done a great job of getting the people 65 and older. They're vaccines, but the governor now made available a form to the physicians that we can easily download that allows us to in seconds fill out this form. It's very easy, just essentially the name of the patient, our license number, and sign it that this patient has significant increased risk of getting severe COVID-19, and they should get the availability of the vaccine now. So that form is now available, and it's up to the judgment of the physician. Wow, the governor trusting the doctors, what a concept. And it's just wonderful, and allowing the patients who are at risk to get in line next. Also, the governor announced that teachers, firefighters, police, first line workers, who are all should be eligible right now to get the vaccine, all of us who are on the front lines. And I think we're doing a great job down here in Florida of getting people vaccinated, and it seems to be going as well as possible. And obviously, you're never going to make 100% of people happy, but it seems like we're doing a job as well as possible compared to other places. And I would hope that, you know, we just get people out vaccinated as soon as possible. I was so encouraged to hear President Biden say that there would be enough stock available by the end of May for any American who wants a vaccine. That is fantastic news. And I would hope that everybody will consider, if you have any concerns, talk to your doctor about the vaccine. The vaccines have gone through more rigorous safety analysis than
all three of them.
Yes, the more rigorous safety analysis than other viral vaccines, and the only reason they were able to come so quickly to availability was the red tape that is there to get started was cut, and also the manufacturing of these vaccines began before they were approved, which is unique to any development of any new vaccine or even a therapeutic.
Mm-hmm. All right. So what do you believe, we've got a few seconds left here, this is a good question, about people being exposed at work? If, let's say, a workplace has had people in it that have COVID, should the public be told that there were employees that had COVID?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's how we will stop the spread. And people, if there's any doubt, need to stay home and get tested. This is an incredibly contagious virus, and we need to stop the spread. And hushing it up is only going to make things worse.
Yeah, you would think. That seems kind of crazy. All right, questions for Dr. Ken. You can hear him every week at this time. DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.